And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Christian Hand.
About breaking it down. I'd like to go back to bed. However, instead of doing that, I will do some of this today, methinks.
Oh, wow.
So it's obviously Boston's More Than a Feeling, in case you were playing along at home. So let's start, as we usually do, with the basis of The Engine Room, which was written by a guy named Jim Masdia and then Sib Hashian, one of the greatest drummer names of ever, I think, played the recordings, which this song was worked on by Tom Scholz, who's the genius behind
The Peanuts?
Boston.
He's also Charles Scholz.
He did Peanuts. And he went to MIT, by all accounts. He's a genius. So he recorded this in his basement, and it took him 5 years to write this song, by all accounts. And Sib bringing it. That's good side stick, everybody.
No, I don't hear this in the song.
It's because your ears aren't trained. Now we're grooving. Just know the drummers are bitches, so Jim was probably listening to the recordings and going, oh, I still would have played that better. I don't know what he's doing. So it's workmanlike. It's in the song. He's not flouncing around and doing anything that you'd necessarily disagree with. The bass part, however, is when it really gets beautiful. And Tom Scholz, the genius, played everything except for the drums and the singy bits. Everything else he did. So he did this.
Do you think they came up with that before anything else?
Let's not forget, Tom did everything himself, so I'm sure that he at this point had... He'd geniused the entire thing together before he started. I mean, it did also take him 5 years, let's not forget. So what I like is when you put the drums together with the bass and we get the old engine room going, this is a really... Cool is that now you can see why the drum part is so simple, is because Tom's doing some, he's doing some dancing around on the old bass guitar and leaving him the room open. So good. Been here for previous lessons, you would recognize a certain James Jameson, Paul McCartney-esque vibe going on the bass line here. Don't forget, he also recorded everything in a studio he built himself in the basement of his house.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a genius, in case you were wondering. I mean, you know exactly what song it is.
Yeah, you do now.
Right? Without even needing any guitars.
And it's guitar.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Okay, Tarzan.
Note to self. I just love that. I mean, this is a man who clearly knows what he's doing. And went to MIT and is not afraid to tell you. This is when the guitar solo is happening. We'll get to that bit. All right, so that's the bass and drums department. And now, of course, if you're talking Tom Scholz, you got to talk guitars. He actually created a thing called the Rockman, which was like the first guitar amp emulator. It's like the size of a couple of cigarette packs. And he plays all of his guitars through that, and then he amplifies them afterwards. So his guitar sound is, in fact, completely customized by himself for his own purposes, for the world domination, without a doubt. So here's starting with one of the greatest acoustic guitar parts. Triumphant. So simple. So while that bit's happening, check this out. Over the top of the acoustic guitars is these really cool little harmonic taps. So when you put it together, you get this. Which you would only do if you were a genius from MIT who decided to play a single instrument yourself on the guitar and didn't want to be bored in the studio. So, we come back to this part. Warlords and Dragons. But there's more than one texture because it also does this underneath that. So it goes. You'll recognize the hand claps, of course. Those are clearly recorded by a man who went to MIT. There's nothing. This is the greatest hand claps ever recorded in the history of hand claps. So when we put that together, it does this, which is so sick. Like, how cool is it that this note does all this part? That you're like, nah. All right, I mean, I guess. But then when you put it in and it goes like this. Right? I mean, come on. Tom, you show off. I'll bet you his degree hangs up in his recording studio. So if anyone has any questions, he just points at it and won't, like. Thank you. I mean, there's so much music history in this song. The turtles, the birds, and then we go to here. Ready? Cool with myself because I'm playing all the instruments. I think I'm just gonna do this at the end. And nobody's gonna argue because it's just him. So the solo together is so awesome. So the drums are doing this. I love this bit. So the drums are going just. Nice and workmanlike. And Tom himself on the bass is doing this. Which is what a bridge should do. It should go to a part of the song that hasn't been done before. And then the guitars are the acoustics doing with the electrics. And then with the solo on the top, it does this! Which is about as majestic on the Shire as you could get. I mean, those harmonics are so flawless. All right, so speaking of flawless, of course, the tragic story of Brad Delf, lead singer, who took his own life, and his suicide note said in French, "I am a lonely soul." So let's listen to the lonely soul, trying to get it out. Oh, hold on, let's get rid of the drums. Just give Brad his time.
I looked out this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day, then lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away.
Which you didn't realize he did because it's behind the guitars and it's so beautiful.
It's angelic.
It is.
It's more than a feeling.
So Marianne was actually real. It was Tom Scholz's much older cousin when he was about 8 or 9, and he was completely in love with her, and he said that he was actually secretly completely in love with her, but mostly her laugh. So Marianne is actually a real.
So many people have come and gone. Their faces fade as the years go by. Yet I still recall as I wander on, as clear as the sun in the summer sky.
So good.
It's more than a feeling.
More than a feeling.
When I hear that old song they used
more
to play,
a feeling.
And I begin dreaming.
More than a feeling.
Till I see my life walk away. I see my Marianne walking away.
which is sick because that, if you listen to this part, is the note that leads into the guitar solo because it does. Amazing. All right, let's listen to the last verse.
When I'm tired and thinking cold, I hide in my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped away.
Sick.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It got better.
Yeah, no. All right, so when we put this into this bit, this is really cool. I love this band. Hold on. So this, when he does that note. Get swept up in the moment. R.I.P. Brad Delph. What an incredible performance. And the song is about what music does to you, so it's kind of a fitting tribute to him. So let's just dive into a little bit of this so we can hear everybody together. Bass.
Yes.
Because it's such a lost instrument. Like now you can hear, Gina, let's see what's the final exam. Can you hear what Uncle Tom is playing here?
Ooh. A lot of ups and downs.
A lot of ups and downs you didn't even notice before. See? And there are the little, you hear the little chimey things now? Right? Never noticed them before. You know why? Because you're a bunch of savages.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Yep.
All right? Anyway, so there's Tom Scholz and the guys in Boston with More Than a Feeling. I hope you've got a greater taste for the genius behind that band. You should definitely buy that record, buy Third Stage. Just listen to Boston. Genius, obviously, because he went to MIT. No reason to brag. Tom. all right, so don't forget, if you are into Boston, they're playing, what is it, Saturday? They're playing tonight, but on Saturday at the PAC Amp. Of course, Uncle Joe will be down there. I can't wait to come off the air today later to have him correct me on all the misinformation that I have given everybody and tell me numerous stories about the times he hung out with all them and the things that I could have done if I'd been around as long as he had, doing radio as long as he had. It's always like, I remember being in a van with those guys back at 74 and woo, the Jack Daniels flowed and the stories. I'm like, man, really? I've never done any of this.
Ends it with, by the way, Christian, this is not for air.
Yeah, don't tell anybody about that stuff.
Sorry, Joe. And so that's this Saturday at the OC Fair. And then on the 30th of this month at Swing House, I'll be doing my next breakdown session there. I'm going to be doing two songs, one of which I haven't worked out what it's going to be, but one of them is definitely going to be Bob Seger, because we need to spend an hour. If you've never been to one of those, basically I spend an hour on each song instead of the sort of 20 minutes digest version I do here. And it's two songs in the evening. There's a restaurant next door. You can have dinner. It's a phenomenal night. It's 2.5 hours. The ticket link is on the Andy in the Afternoon page. It's also now on the Sounds website. So just go there, buy yourself some tickets, bring some friends. It really is a good night out. And you can really get into this music in a way that I can't do here. And it's the Bob Seger one alone is going to be goosebump inducing, if you know what I'm saying. So I'll see you there. Go to the Sounds website or the And in the Afternoon page, and I'll see you at the Swing House session on the 30th.